Which commandment is the greatest? The scholar wanted to know. In reality, as St. Matthew tells us, the scholar wanted to know if Jesus knew. Of course, Jesus did know. It was his main message. The greatest commandment, the greatest activity, is love. You shall love the Lord your God, and you shall love your neighbor. And Jesus concluded, the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The law and the prophets depend on love because they have God as their source. God gave the law, and God sent the prophets. This is why it is fitting to speak of love as a commandment. To love is simply to give God and others their due. Rendering what is due to others is the definition of justice. Thus, not to love God and not to love others is to be unjust. The Apostle St. John wrote in his first letter, in this way the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. Here the beloved apostle states that God loved us first. Indeed, that is why he created us, simply to love us. Nothing required God to make us. It was only because of his goodness that he freely chose to create creatures in his image and likeness so that he could love them and invite them to love him back. What is more, St. John tells us that God sent his Son to redeem mankind even after it had sinned. The God who loves is a merciful God. And the apostle adds, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. Therefore, the principal way in which man is called to return God's love is to appreciate the image and likeness of God in one's fellow man and to love him. Indeed, this is a main requirement of Christian discipleship. Jesus told his apostles at the Last Supper, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. How do we love our neighbor as ourselves? How do we love our neighbor as ourselves? A partial answer is found in today's reading from the book of Exodus, where the Lord tells the Israelites not to molest or oppress immigrants, to do no wrong to widows or orphans, to lend to the poor without interest, and to recognize the common humanity of those who are debtors. The Lord concludes by reminding the Israelites of his compassion, thus expecting the same from them. St. Paul in his famous so-called hymn of love in 1 Corinthians, gives further details. He writes, love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And finally, St. Paul says, love never fails. St. Paul wrote so movingly about love based on his own experience. His apostolic labors were his free and committed response to Christ's love for him. His efforts to spread the gospel cost him much in personal suffering. Nevertheless, though he would prefer to be with the Lord, whom he loved dearly, his desire to make Christ known gave him the strength to soldier on in his mission. Thus, Paul lived the love he himself described. And as we heard in today's second reading, he was delighted to commend the members of the communities he founded, such as in Thessalonica, who were doing the same, especially when, as in the case of the Thessalonians, they received God's word in great affliction. In great affliction. Dear brothers and sisters, an awareness of God's love for us in Christ is life-changing. To encounter Christ, to believe in him as Lord and Savior, to receive his mercy, and to live in the light of the truth of the gospel is the way to happiness. This is a great gift which we celebrate every Sunday at Holy Mass. But the gift in turn becomes a task which must shape the whole of Christian life. All the Christian faithful are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. That fullness of Christian life necessarily includes telling others about Christ. As St. Pope John Paul II wrote at the close of the Great Jubilee, those who have come into genuine contact with Christ cannot keep him for themselves. They must proclaim him. The Pope saw in our time the need for a new apostolic outreach, which has become known, as we know, we've heard it often these, I would say now many years, the new evangelization. Certainly the new evangelization begins in the family, the domestic church. The family is the privileged place where disciples of Christ manifest the essential qualities of love. Patience, kindness, compassion, generosity, and forgiveness. It is in the appreciation of God's personal love for oneself, manifested through Jesus Christ, that one desires to increase his love for others, beginning with those closest to him. For this reason, the family is rightly understood as a school of love. The love that is lived among the members of the family naturally extends out into the community. And our parish is blessed by those who tirelessly contribute their time and their talents in the various apostolates of service. The recent coat drive, which exceeded the Knights of Columbus expectations. Our regular food drives, assisting pregnant women in crisis through Birthright, volunteering in our religious education, our RCIA programs. All these activities and others like them are concrete acts of love. They proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ through service. They are works of mercy to which all of us are called to support, because genuine faith must be manifested through works. Must. The Apostle James, in his wonderful letter, taught, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Dear brothers and sisters, let us celebrate today the fact that each one of us, everyone in this church, is loved by God. May we always remember that the greatest commandment, the greatest activity, is love. Our love for God reaches its highest expression in the Mass. Let us then witness to God's love for us by the love we show one another.